The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Audible is the leading provider of spoken word entertainment all in one place. At Audible, you can find the largest selection of audiobooks. Kristen, you know this. Ranging from bestsellers and new releases to celebrity memoirs and language classes.
As a member of Audible, you will get one credit every month, good for any title in an entire premium selection. And those titles are yours to keep forever in your Audible library.
You will also get full access to our Plus catalog. It's filled with thousands of audiobooks, original entertainment, guided fitness and meditation, sleep tracks, and podcasts, including ad-free versions. All are included in your membership, so you can download and stream all you want. No credits needed.
And I just have to say, being a Bridgerton fan, Julia Quinn is on Audible.
Oh, it is?
Which is she's the writer of Bridgerton, you know, the series. And I might or might not have downloaded all of her books, which might be 40 in total. I don't know. But I'm happy to read all of them.
No judgment here.
Find the perfect title for whatever you're doing. Visit audible.com/imomsohard or text imomsohard to 500-500.
That's audible.com/imomsohard or text imomsohard to 500-500. New members can always try Audible for 30 days on us.
We've been trying to get this podcast together today,
we're barely hanging. Because both of us have had like long days with the remote learning. I see the light at the end of the tunnel.
God, please take our kids back.
It's coming, you guys. Things are getting better. There's all kinds of good news. So we get our butts tested and all that kind of stuff so that we can be in the same room together.
I was taking COVID tests and they never said it had to be anally, but I was like, please.
And she was like, Jen, why do you have to do it too? Why do you have to administer it?
What's the camera for? I already got one up my nose. Why do I have to have one up my nose?
They need to make sure that it's been administered in the correct way. And now,
you know what? I would believe you if you were like, I got to give you one rectally. I'd be like, oh. So Jen and I started out on Facebook. You would think we understand Facebook, but we certainly don't. We don't really understand how anything technological works.
No. It's all weird, dark magic, in my opinion.
I'm on a quick route to being my mother-in-law who gives out her credit card number. Why am I whispering? Why am I whispering? Because I'm in my house.
Her husband's upstairs.
She's so smart and she's so with it. But if it looks official, she'll be like, well, they are asking for my credit card and social security number. I should give it to them. And I'm like, no.
Well, that sounds like
now I feel like I'm kind of becoming a target for like clickbait or any of that crap because we're supposed to update our Facebook page, obviously, because we work off of Facebook and I just believe it. And so I saw this thing and they were like, hey, do you want to update your page? And I was like, that seems like a smart thing and it looks official. So I clicked on it and somehow it forced our business Facebook page, which not to brag, has 1.4 million followers. What's up?
Hey.
But opened the vortex and just allowed anybody in that wanted to come in.
Hey, do you want to post to our page?
I opened the dark web and what I saw, I did not like.
She did not mean to do it. And every once in a while, she'll send a message that says, I clicked on something. I don't know what I did. Can you check and see? And usually it's nothing.
This was something.
So she sent a text and said, I think I did something. And I was like, I'm not worried about it. Like, what could be done? And then I get on the page and I was like,
are we a porn website now? I don't understand
here,
what.
And here's
so
more
I called Casey
point.
And I was crying and I was like, I don't normally
what
do this.
Did she do?
I usually cry when things are like really beautiful or like really like happy or emotional. Like, but like right now I'm crying because I think all of our followers are gone.
And I called while I was getting my hair done because. Because as you know, I burned off half of my head of hair during my birthday party, which should make everybody feel sentimental for me. And I was getting my hair extensions put back up because I'm too cheap to do it on the regular. So they had grown out past my ears.
She had like these, like they were hitting her in the ears.
Yeah, they were like, it looked like I had clipped them in.
But it was like the tape ones.
Oh, my face is all of a sudden so hot because I'm so embarrassed. So
there's
I really.
No way. Listen, I did the same thing.
I took us into the dark, dark web. And I will tell you, I take full responsibility, but now I'm like, oh God, I got to understand. And you know what? The only people that understand all of it are our 8-year-olds. Like there's no, we're done.
Oh,
we're done for. I'm in trouble.
This is by no means an exaggeration. I've been telling Kristen for years, literally years. I'm going to learn Adobe Premiere. I'm going to learn like
it's an editing program,
editing software that like adult people use. I woke up this morning. My son had gotten up at 6:30. I got up at like 7:45.
And he'd learned Adobe?
On my computer, 100%.
I know because I saw a video that he posted. It's really good.
Can you believe he did that on like their animation?
That should terrify you too.
Absolutely terrified me. It was so upsetting.
He's
but that's what
much
I'm telling
smarter
you.
Than
they get
us.
These little like programmers in another country that like the well
I, maybe he
or
should
they,
be
maybe
our
they're
web
from our
host.
Maybe
you know,
he should.
I
don't know.
I think he could figure out what I did and he'd be like, don't give your credit card number to people.
You know what I caught him working on today when he was supposed to be doing
excuse
stuff.
Excuse me, I just burped into the microphone. Welcome
that's
to our
great.
House. My
hey,
kids are in the next room.
Welcome
and
to
I'm
us
not
being
look.
In the same room, you guys. This is a little bit of what it
dollhouse.
Looks like.
Behind us. You
oh,
can't
let's
see that
get
if
into
you're
that.
Listening.
Let's get into
sorry,
that.
Sorry, I'm jumping all over.
I think this will like, this will be a nice segue, but my son this morning, I caught, you know how I have to, like during remote learning, I have to keep going, are you on task? Are you looking at where you're supposed
and
to be looking
like,
at?
And he's like, I'm not only on task, I'm going to launch a ship.
No, he goes, nope, I'm not on task. Guess what I'm doing right now? I'm writing an episode guide for the cartoon I'm writing, seasons 1, 2, and 3. And
he
I was
will
like,
get that made before we get our TV show.
I honestly, I mean, I'm like, who knows?
Meetings, and we'll be like, I don't know.
Who knows better than what 8-year-olds like than an 8-year-old man?
Yeah, that guy. We're gonna be like, hey, Dashiell, do you need a couple writers? No, and you know, no. Okay, let me know if you're looking.
But you know, he is raised right, so he'd be like, okay, you guys could.
You guys can come in, but
episode.
Only as moms. And
yeah.
Be like, fine, we're happy to be here. So
whatever.
Proud of you, Dash.
You know, Care Of is a wellness brand that makes it easy to maintain your health goals with a customized vitamin plan that helps you feel your best today and supports you long term.
That's right. And all of Care Of's products are formulated with good for you, clean ingredients that are backed by science.
They have this in-depth 5-minute online quiz that asks you questions about your diet, lifestyle, and health concerns to help address your specific wellness goals to get a tailored routine just for you.
That's right. And as moms, partners, and business owners, women have a lot on their plate. Small routines like drinking a glass of water, taking your vitamins, and adding collagen to your morning coffee can go a long way in helping you prioritize your health and self-care.
I'm going to be totally basic B here and say part of my healthcare concerns were my skin and that like...
I know. And we
working,
both did. And we got the little packets and they say your name.
We're
and
stressed
like,
out. We're not drinking enough water.
That's
our
right.
skin is dry. We're looking older and we wanted...
Hey,
not me.
Thank
not
you.
Not you. Me.
Not you. Because we take care of ourselves.
That's right. And you can get what you need for 50% off your first Care Of order. Go to takecareof.com and enter code IMOMSOHARD50.
Remember, for 50% off your first Care Of order, go to takecareof.com and enter code IMOMSOHARD50.
You guys, wouldn't it be great if there were a pocket-sized guide that helped you sleep, focus, act, just be better? Oh, wait. There is... And if you have 10 minutes, Headspace can change your life.
Headspace is an easy-to-use app for your daily dose of mindfulness in the form of guided meditations.
So whatever the situation, Headspace really can help you feel better. Overwhelmed? Headspace has a 3-minute SOS meditation for you. I need that today. Or browse through their library for a longer guided meditation to really help you get in the zen zone.
Now listen, I'm the first to say that meditation at first sounded a little hippy-dippy for me, not to stereotype, but I just wasn't into it. And then I did try Headspace and I was like, you know what? 10 minutes of me doing a little focused breathing and a little positivity doesn't hurt anybody. It just makes me feel a little bit more settled. So why not? So I'm into it.
I mean, if it works for you.
If it works for you, do it. You deserve to feel happier and Headspace is meditation made simple. Go to headspace.com/mom.
That's headspace.com/mom for a free 1-month trial with access to Headspace full library of meditations for every situation.
This is the best deal offered right now. Head to headspace.com/mom today.
So this here.
So now we're going to have to talk you through this and.
Because it's not everybody can see this because you're just, some of you are doing the podcast thing. Okay.
Well, our biggest set piece is behind me and it is a dollhouse that I've talked about before.
Yes.
That my mom had made for me by our math teacher. It has a balcony that comes down and sits on the two doors that open.
This.
And all the rooms are with the same wallpaper and carpet that were in my first house that I was in ever in on planet Earth.
I'm going to talk you through it. Okay. So starting, it's 4 feet tall.
It's basically it's taller than me.
So the top part of it has the what would you call it?
Shingles.
The Cape Cod shingles.
Yeah.
It's got wooden shingles. And then the top floor is a party room, which I think all of us...
It might be a key party room, if I'm going to be honest.
It's
I think Barbie
foil
and Ken
wallpaper.
Are making some real bad choices.
They're
bringing
very...
over a neighbor, and they're like, let's put them in the bowl and see what happens. What's your name? Eddie? Strong collar? I like your three-piece leisure suit.
In the 70s,
am I wrong?
No,
I think that's what happened. Why would they put a foil paper on the top? This is meant to be
a hump space. You know what? It's, some parts of the U.S., you take the attic and you make that all it can be. And then, because you don't have a basement.
You don't.
So I don't know. There's no basement in this
dollhouse.
Not in
this. They got ripped off and the Midwest basements are big. And we didn't have a working basement in that house.
So
now
you open the side of this dollhouse and the top folds down, the attic, the party room folds down. To the front of it opens and
it's a dollhouse. There's 4 rooms.
Yeah, 4 rooms. So I, as a good friend, saw this and was like, that is nostalgic. That is so sweet that your mom did this. It's unimaginably sweet that now your daughter's going to play with it. Let's turn it into a f-ing bar, man.
Yeah, she did. And we now have turned my playroom from when I was a wee babe into our bar cart. And my daughter, who is... Honestly, God bless my mom. She literally took this to a shipping place. It cost $400 to have it shipped.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I paid
for
it.
There's not a thing on it that's...
And it was wrapped. It looked like it was like a new refrigerator. And I was like, nope, it is a dollhouse. And it literally gave me carpal tunnel opening it because I had so much freaking bubbles on it.
That's why I like your mom's type A. That's
how
I do it.
And she I'm sure she sat there and watched the guy. Nope, more bubble wrap.
Yep,
nope,
I'm paying
tape.
You. I'm going to pay you this much.
$400. I'm going to get every bubble wrap possible. So it's so sweet she sent it. And she worked on it so much, painted the door yellow, put in lights, made it so sweet. My daughter likes it, but she doesn't play with it enough. And now Jen and I play with it a lot.
That's the thing.
Is it hosts our party, y'all.
You know what I hate is when people just sit on china and they never use it. Use it, man.
I know that's a hard thing, though, because you have 5 sets of china. I have 1. My dad bought a set of china for his mom when he was in Vietnam. And he had it shipped over to little tiny Central City, Nebraska.
I love that.
And then it went to my mom and she used it every Christmas. And we were told basically, you break any of this, I'll break you. That was basically the quote as we were dressed up for Christmas talking about Jesus. She's like, love Jesus. I swear to God, you break anything and I'll break you in half. And I was like, great, Terry. Now she gave them to me. This is what she said. These are the special dishes that your dad got in Vietnam. I've never broken one. And so now I bought a hutch just to put those suckers in and we don't use them because I know I'm going to be the one to break one of those glass. I mean, it's going to be me. I'd rather wait till Finn has them or Eleanor has them than they can break one and I won't feel bad.
I'm going to tell you I'm going to tell you this because I'm
worth it. Yeah.
Already a Chardonnay in.
Yeah.
My, God, I can't even do the math right now. You guys, I know.
Listen, it makes no sense.
Here's the thing. I have like my parents like were the only people who had kids. I have one cousin.
That makes no sense to me.
That's no Kristen sense. Has like 140. So it's like they each get a teacup plate or something.
I don't understand how you only have one cousin.
I have everybody's stuff because nobody else even wants it. So I always feel like people love stuff a lot and they take care of it. It has this incredible like energy instilled inside of it.
I love, that's why we all love antiques. Yeah. And we don't even have to know who once owned it. It's just, there's something so wonderfully nostalgic and like sort of romantic about thinking. Yeah. Cause like my wedding ring is an antique and it's not my end. None of my family members gave me a diamond, but we bought it. It was vintage and it's from 1921. And I did the math. I don't know if that person died or got divorced, but I'm happy to have it.
Doesn't matter. Can you imagine like the explosion of joy that happened when they got it though? Like,
I know. It's just like, it keeps going through the generations. And I love, like, to me, that's what's so cool about getting family stuff is like, I don't want an old, like, sleeping bag, unless it's cool vintage sleeping bag, then I'm down for it. But like,
I read this thing about a guy that was like totally homeless, but he had this like Navajo blanket and it was worth millions. Money. It was something really special. But my grandmother had lots of tea sets and my grandmother was, I'm not dating myself because she had kids so old and my dad my dad's mom had kids in her 40s, which never happened when she had them.
Yeah. To start. You ended in your 40s, but you had 20 to start.
My grandma was like, I'm 46 and I'm drunk. Let's get knocked up. Let's get knocked up. Because, like I think she honestly was like, it's not physically possible.
Yeah.
So she, they had my dad. Wait. You didn't think that? No, we're like pit bulls, man. We just keep going. So she was born in the 1800s though.
Holy crap.
Yeah. She is off the boat from Sweden. And like,
that explains so much. You guys are the whitest group I've ever seen.
20 something like that right now.
Yeah.
So she has all these like beautiful hand painted glassware that are from her family because she was the only girl.
I know you have that one bowl that has broken and they staple it,
you guys, because it's made of like bones.
They stapled it back and I think that makes it so cool.
I love it too. She was awesome. She took good care of the stuff. But I let Delilah, you know how.
Oh, I don't like the start of that.
Nope, we were inspired by Eleanor's fairy garden.
Oh, yeah.
Delilah has a fairy room, but we were like, oh, let's take some of these little things
fun.
And put them outside. So we put them all under a tree and she wanted to put money there for like if a leprechaun came or something like that. Like, and by money, I mean like Canadian
oonsies
or whatever.
Next time I'm
at
your house, I'm going to do a little sweep.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
So we put all the change in a fancy teacup from my grandmother's because it's not, this particular one's not a full set, but
we're
it's
so
like
different.
Beautiful.
I put that in a 7-Eleven cup.
But she's like, it's so special and exciting to her. And I imagine like, if you were the only girl, which my grandmother was, you only had boys, and then you have this little girl who plays with your teacup every day.
Yeah.
That's.
Give her the teacup. I don't know. I feel weird about it. I'm very territorial. I tried to give Eleanor my Cabbage Patch Kids and I regretted it immediately.
Well, you can
put them right
back
in.
You can glue them back together too.
I didn't think she was adoring them enough. I was like, I'm not going to let my Cabbage Patch Girls kids take second seat to your American Girl doll. That feels wrong. You don't.
Yeah, obviously, this isn't working. Dolls are way better.
They're so much better. I don't think you're a mom unless you have like spaces for your children. Like you're allowed on the gray couch because that's where the dog sits.
Yes.
And then the other couches, you're like, you know what? I'm just trying to keep things nice. I just want to have nice things.
Yes. I think that's fair. That teaches like boundaries to kids and stuff like that.
Yeah. My kids would happily like eat Cheerios from the couch cushion, shove them in their mouth. And then like, if I let them like pee in a bucket so they didn't have to like miss cartoons, they would do it. They would be animals.
Yeah.
It's our job to distinguish that there are things that are nice and that it feels good when you have a nice thing. I think it feels so good that I'm like, I don't want it to get ruined.
I want to have a conversation about boundaries. And I think there's a lot we can say about this because—
Oh, that I have none?
No, that's not true at all. Oh. Because our daughters got to be together for the first time this weekend. And you guys, I'll cry thinking about it. That's the like a happy thing that it makes me cry a little bit.
I know. It makes me so, it's been again, before everybody starts thinking one thing or another, we live in California. We've been hit really hard.
We've been totally locked down.
We've all been locked down. Our kids have not seen each other. And we live in different parts of town. So it's been really hard. And, you know, that so finally,
yeah,
our kids got to hang out together.
And you can imagine it was like frenetic energy for hours and hours. It was pure joy.
Pure joy.
And there was 15 minutes that we haven't even gotten to talk about. But I wanted to like make sure. So my daughter pressed Eleanor's boundaries.
Oh, God. You're making it sound like such a big deal.
I think it's so important, though. I was so proud of her. Eleanor has these like beautiful, like the biggest green eyes you've ever seen in your life. And they like popped open with little tears because my daughter started going through her drawers like a...
Her literal drawers of drawers. Yeah.
And it upset her. And I can tell you right now, I know because my daughter's on probation right now at our house because she doesn't listen when you say, no, do it now. You stop now. Do it now. Stop now. She's like, it's
she's like, I'm going to take a few seconds to think this through.
I'm going to consider your request. So she's in trouble about that. So I 1000% can see Eleanor saying, no. I don't want you to go through my stuff. I don't like feel because they're
okay. Yes. But you have to understand, Eleanor's 2 years older than Delilah.
Yes.
And also, like, you know, Eleanor is, it's her room and she has a friend in her room that hasn't been happening. First of all, here's how you know kids are awesome. And adults too, but like kids in particular, because they got together and really fast, the boys got together and the girls got together and pretty soon Delilah's like, I don't like the boys because they keep following us around.
Doing that big brother stuff.
The boys are like, they can't handle it. We're on the trampoline doing stunts. And it was all back to normal so fast. Like the second they had their first fight, I was like, we're back.
They were so happy to like pick on the younger ones like as a team. It was great.
And just to say in Delilah's, not defense, but this is one of my favorite Delilah stories. So Delilah she's teeny. When she went on the tour bus with us, she still took a bottle. She was in diapers. She was tiny. And we all took a trip to Hawaii at the end of like a 3-year just madness of working and craziness.
We ended for up in us, Hawaii. It felt like hedonism. It wasn't that resort. It was like a Disney resort. For us, we're like, we're going to a fancy place.
Are you kidding me? It was the fanciest thing I've ever done. I stole everything from that hotel room. Yeah, I was like, don't charge me for the towels. Soaps. I don't know where they are. I don't know. Do the slippers come? I called so many times.
I just assumed because it was in the room that it was.
Come with the... That's how I dealt with my
hospital.
These
are wonderful daisy photos on the wall.
I took a chair from the hospital. I was like, I had a baby. I'm going to take this chair.
I know what you're going to bill insurance for it.
Yeah. Bill my insurance. I pay a lot in a premium.
Yeah.
So we went down to the water and it was such a magical moment. And Delilah was doing this thing where she was acting like she was a mermaid that had been washed up ashore and she needed her captains to rescue her, captain meaning Finn. And so Finn had Delilah in her arms and was carrying her. And she was like, oh, I don't think I can swim. And Dashiell came over to help. And she's like, get away from me. And she
was like, messed up my game. Come on.
And I'm telling you, like Delilah has it figured out. And all she wanted to do was look in Eleanor's drawers, which by the way, I was the same way as a kid. And I would just, if you said no, I'd be like, cool. And then the second you went to the bathroom, I'd go check shit out. I'd go open drawers and be like, I just need to see what's in here.
I don't do anything covertly, but I do like to see what people like have, how they have stuff organized. Like,
I want to look for the loot. I used to go, oh man, there's this one family. I've talked about them before, but I'll never say their names. And no, if you message me, it's not you, because that means you have a conscience. These people were the lowest paying babysitters I've ever had in my whole life. Oh, so I used to just go through their shit.
What happens if you give their name? Can they sue you? I don't know.
No, but I do think like do right by your babysitters, tip right by your servers.
Yes. Like, you, it says so much about you.
Honestly, you can be a jerk of a person. You can be a jerk. If you're good to my kids, I'll give you, I'm like, there's been a couple people that I've met along the way. Teachers, there was a teacher that like, she just didn't like me very much, but she was really good to my kid. Mm. And I was like, I'm going to kind of...
They get a pass.
Not a pass. I'm just like, I'm not going to be mad at you. My kid loves you.
Yeah.
You're getting through to him. Maybe you're better with kids than you are with adults. And I can be an asshole.
Maybe
so.
You guys were the same sign. I don't know. Because sometimes people who have a sign close to Kristen, sometimes they butt heads, right?
What's my husband's?
Well, he's a Pisces. That's 100% it's different though.
The sign that they would be like, you're going to fight all the time. But then sometimes it ends up humping.
So. You guys are perfectly mm-hmm. paired. She'll never say that, but I'll go ahead and throw it out there.
We are, but he just makes me mad all the time.
Yeah. And he's okay with that. So that's what's a perfect pairing.
Yeah, I love him deeply, but he, like, we can argue over the dumbest shit. I told him today, he goes, I don't understand why you find some people attractive. And I go,
what? Hold on. No. There's so much more to this story. Goes, wait.
I go, well, what do you mean? Because I have perfect taste. And if I find them attractive, they're always attractive to other people. He goes, that's not true. That opinion is subjective. You can't be right all the time. And I'm like, I'm absolutely right. If I find somebody attractive, the world finds them attractive.
This is why you guys are perfectly paired. Let me tell you a conversation I would never have with my husband. Who besides him I find attractive?
It's like, weird.
It would literally never happen. And if he brought it up to me, I'd be like, you can get your stuff and you can get the out of here, man. Get out.
We literally have arguments about it. And here's the thing we're arguing about. Not who I find attractive. That I have an unbeen... I won't
and
yield
that he
about
doesn't
my
get
opinion.
It. He doesn't get about it.
Like Adam Driver. You all can say what you want. I get
oh,
it.
Oh, no, he's attractive.
He's so attractive.
Yeah, he really is.
Colin's like, I don't get it. I don't think you're right. And I'm like,
see,
I'm absolutely right.
This is why
right.
you and my husband are so similar. He finds Adam Driver attractive and I get very jealous.
I absolutely... Yeah, look, I don't think my husband would do anything.
I think they would maybe like talk for a while.
I think my husband, given the opportunity to sit in a hot tub with Brad Pitt, and if by chance he was reaching for his beer and his hand slightly...
Sorry, were you trying to kiss me?
Not only trying to kiss me. So if he was just reaching to grab a beer
what?
And his hand hit his abs, I don't think that Colin would feel weird about it.
All of a sudden we're holding hands.
Right? Yeah, I think Colin would hold hands with Brad Pitt for sure. And if Brad reached in, like wanted to go in for a kiss, I think Colin would kiss for a little bit.
See, and that's what I'm like, Colin, you're like my husband and I'm like, Colin, I feel like I would be having like a palm reading done and I'm like, you get me. And then she'd lean in to kiss me and I would just do it and I wouldn't even know what happened. I couldn't explain it and I definitely have no defense for it, but I'd be like, I just felt so understood. Anyway, back to boundaries.
Okay.
So boundaries. Let's talk about boundaries.
It's weird that I don't have any.
I'm having so much trouble sleeping because of that Meghan Markle, Oprah Winfrey. Oh my God. That's all I need.
So many feelings.
So many. And that's all I need to keep me awake at night. Well, Helix Sleep is here to help you guys. You deserve a good night's sleep. So give yourself an upgrade and go check out Helix Sleep.
They have a really fun and easy quiz, and it takes you 2 minutes, and it matches your body type and sleep preferences to the perfect mattress. And we buy everything online anyways nowadays, so you don't have to go to a creepy, weird, pandemic-ridden mattress shop. You can just shop online in a safe environment.
Yeah. After I took the quiz, I was matched with the Dusk mattress, which is kind of bouncy, but still firm like me. So I get that back support.
So if you're looking to swap out your mattress for something better, head over to Helix Sleep. They have free shipping right to your door. They have a 10-year warranty and you get to try it out for 100 nights risk-free. They'll even pick it up for you if you don't love it. but we know you will.
Just go to helixsleep.com/mom, take their sleep quiz, and they'll match you with a customized bed that will give you the best sleep of your life, you guys. Trust us.
Helix is offering up to $200 off all mattress orders and two free pillows for all of our listeners at helixsleep.com/mom.
If you are selling stuff online, you're definitely in the right business right now. Most people are shopping online now more than ever. Guilty. No matter how much you sell, ShipStation makes it super easy to manage and ship out all of your orders faster, cheaper, and more efficiently, all in one simple interface.
You just need things to be simple. So when you have something that you're selling, you know where it is in process, and you know how to like keep everything organized.
And we're always sending out our books and our wine glasses and stuff like that. And this just makes it, ShipStation makes it so much easier.
That's right. And listen to this. You'll even get access to amazing discounts with major carriers, including UPS, FedEx, and USPS. Easily compare carriers and choose the best solution every time.
It's no wonder ShipStation has more 5-star reviews than any other shipping software.
That's right. Ship more in less time.
Just use our offer code MOM, M-O-M, to get a 60-day free trial. That's 2 months free of no hassle, stress-free shipping. Just go to ShipStation.com, click on the microphone at the top of the page, and type in MOM. That's ShipStation.com. Enter offer code MOM. Make ship happen. I thought it was good, though, that the girls had a conversation where they had to work it out. They had to work it out. And it was, and I wanted to make sure that you knew, too, because I love Eleanor. I tell my kids, I literally have told them in the last 6 months, Eleanor is the cutest baby I've ever seen.
Oh, my God. And they're like, what?
They get Mom. It, though. I show them pictures and they're like, okay, yeah. Yeah, she's pretty cute. She's the cutest baby I'd ever seen in my life. So I love her. Like literally, if you were like, you could take my kidney out for that kid right now. No anesthetic. Like that's how much I love this girl. So they have this argument. We hear a thing going on. My daughter, she's like a South American soccer player. She just acts like she's been like elbowed in the nose if nothing happens.
It's
so she's
wonderful
crying.
That I know your kid so well that I know her fake cry. Yes. We all stopped talking and I was like, I don't
That's
think she's
bullshit.
Heard. Yeah. Yeah. We're like, how long do we, and then no. It got louder. And we're like,
but
okay.
I wanted to turn it off. Like, yeah. So I go up there.
Your emotional reaction is bugging mommy, Delilah.
Yeah. Quit bothering mommy.
Mommy doesn't get out much either, Delilah.
Yes. This isn't just about you.
Yeah. We need a night out.
So I go up there and I see real tears. That's how you can tell.
Yeah.
She's either upset. It's either like a that's totally dry or there's big tears. And I said, what's up? And here's the other thing I know, that whatever is making her cry is not a bad thing.
Right.
But she and Eleanor have this relationship that is like ridiculously sweet. They love each other so much and they take such good care of each other.
Eleanor calls her Dills and like wants her to do well in school. I know. I was like, hey, pump the brakes, man.
It's
what are you doing?
You have
party poopers. Delilah has to get her rainbow words right.
I know.
Too much pressure on her.
No, it's so sweet because Delilah has this like hero worship for Eleanor and Eleanor has these
babies
patience.
Yeah.
For her too. That for an 8-year-old, almost 8-year-old, it's exceptional. Like she's so kind.
They love each other. They look
really
at each other as siblings and they get along so well and they FaceTime all the time. And so getting to see each other was like, it was like the most, like their heads popped off. And then they had their first fight, which is great.
So Delilah, I go up there and I see that she's really crying. And I was like, what's going on? And she just like clings to me. And she was sad because
Eleanor went look at her panty drawer. Eleanor was like, I'm just uncomfortable having her see my underwear.
Because
I was like, you know what? That's not a bad impulse. Let's trust that. Let's go with that.
She had never like said no to her before.
Yeah.
And which I think it's so important for girls to learn, like learn to say
no. You're really putting Eleanor up on a pedestal. I'd like to just say that Eleanor is just fine leaving her underwear everywhere on the floor. So all of a sudden this decorum, I'm like,
it's not even about underwear.
Delilah, just look on the floor and there's 18 pair.
I don't care what's in the drawer. I don't care what's in the drawer. Like maybe it's her poetry, whatever it is.
That's a different drawer, Jen. And it's, and I'm going to tell
you, because your mom's already gone through them. Just FYI, Eleanor, you're going to hear this years later and be so pissed off, but she knows everything.
I know everything.
Yeah.
And I'm
why
gonna
do
know,
you have cigarettes? You're 8. It doesn't
I know.
Make sense, Eleanor.
I'm gonna be like, and
I know.
Then I'm gonna just take one. She's gonna be like, fuck, one of them are gone.
Oh, somebody's messing with me.
Who took that?
Yeah.
I don't know. Somebody that's watching you.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter how weird I get. The point is, recovered and everybody's
they
fine.
They absolutely recovered. But in the moment, I wanted them to see that as friends, you can have this time.
Totally.
Where you are going to disagree and you're going to
fight.
And it literally was sort of a misunderstanding. Where if you asked Delilah, she can say not to look at her private stuff and you're okay with that. She would have been like, yeah.
That makes sense. And then
Eleanor could say she shouldn't have done that thing. They would both be in agreement, but they were upset about it. And I wanted them, even at that young age, to be able to respect each other's boundaries and be okay with it. And to say okay, so maybe in a moment of misunderstanding, you're going to get mad at each other, but it's still okay.
I think our girls, I think that feeling is really uncomfortable when you're arguing with a friend, and they needed to see that you're going to get over it and everything's going to be fine and you're probably going to laugh about it and your moms are definitely going to podcast about it.
Yes.
And we can be girls.
Because we checked in and
hell yeah,
they were fine.
Man, problem solving is a part of life. And we always talk about how women can't work together. Well, girl, ain't nobody been closer.
That's true.
Jen's I'm leaving.
No, we get asked this all the time. What happens when you guys fight? We just fight.
We punch. We have this rule where you can't punch in the face.
Boobies and butts.
Boobies and butts.
That's the only place
both had C-sections and we'll pee if you punch our stomachs.
We obviously have probably said mean things to each other, but we're just bitches also when we get in an argument.
I know, but I think we get in arguments, but I don't think we go I think you have to know that you can control yourself even when you're mad.
Yeah.
You can be I love this person. She's pissing me off. I'm going to say this thing and then I'm going to come back.
Yeah.
And generally, I just think that girls, the young girls, we always use words girls are catty or girls can't work together or girls.
Yeah.
And I know that to be true. I know when girls are figuring themselves out, there's jealousy and there's envy or there's you didn't let me into the panty drawer. All that is very real for them.
I think that comes from
them.
The outside too, though.
What I'm saying.
Yeah, you're right about that. Because my husband always says, my husband grew up fist fighting all the time.
Yes, that's what boys do. Let's go fight. Is that any better? Is that really the solution? But in some level, then it's done.
But you know what he always says? You never respect or have a better friendship with a friend that you got into a fight with. Cause you're that's a tough MF-er that can you have regard for them in a different way.
Sure.
That's how men sort of handle it. You know,
yes.
I watch a lot of Housewives, you guys.
No, man.
And
I'm taking it all in.
I mean, I do watch a lot of Housewives and when women
please don't learn moral codes
fight
from them.
For some reason, I watch it and I'm why are they still trying to be friends with somebody that did this thing for them? And I do think it's maybe a...
Do they fight? Fist fight? I've never seen an episode.
Maybe New Jersey. I don't know.
Oh,
I'd
kind of respect him if someone just popped another one in the mouth.
Well, I honestly...
I'd feel like I'd up there.
More power
I'd watch
to
that
him. There have been times
rerun.
Where I've been you deserve to punch them right now.
Yeah.
You should just get in there. And I feel like...
Look, we love the drama of fighting. But the truth is that there's so many awesome women out there that are working together and that don't fight. And or that if they, you can have a, that's what I'm trying to say that after having a White Claw and a half is that our girls getting into their first scuttlebutt is a big deal because we're teaching them that problem solving is the most important part and also letting it go.
Yeah.
Don't be a grudge holder because you can't.
Yeah.
You can't be a grudge holder. And I think the second that we got them back on track, is what you do.
They totally let it go.
Oh my God.
They literally, I think
Eleanor
didn't
was like,
remember.
They were like, I don't know what, I think we're making it such a big, they're like, are they still talking about us getting into
it? I know.
Delilah
woke up and she was like, bunk. Her eyes came open and she was like, when are we going to go see Eleanor
again? I
know
they got 2 days in a row. We went from nothing to 2 days in a row and their brains exploded.
I know. And now she's like, every single day, she's like, let's go to Eleanor. Let's
Hey man, any day she was, I'm into it. I love them being together.
I'm gonna have to lie about where I was because she's like, how come you didn't bring me, bitch?
Boundaries in friendships I shouldn't talk about this because I have none. I don't really know if I have boundaries. I know I come on very strong and I don't care.
I think
I don't apologize for it.
No, I think that's a good thing because I think most people like err on the side of like, they're like, oh, I don't want to bother you or be impolite or whatever. But Christine's like, I'm coming over to your house.
Yeah.
And I think that's great because too many of us are like, I don't want to.
Boundaries are tricky because, oh man, I'm going to sound so cool and I am not cool, right now. So if you guys have not heard
Why are
about
you doing this? I feel like you got your arms. She has her arms crossed for the.
It's because I'm wearing a hoodie. It makes me feel like a coach. I'm dressed. Okay. So I was recently listening to this thing called Clubhouse, which I've been telling Jen about.
Oh, God.
You guys, calm down.
One of my friends sent me a link to one.
It's basically you're eavesdropping on conference calls. And they're all about any sort of weird stuff. From anything from like, hey, do you guys want to know about neurological science? And the other one's like, hey, how do you parallel park? And they all are just having a conference call.
So basically, my daughter who loves to go through drawers would be over the moon for this.
She'd be like, I want to know all your financials.
Okay.
And I'm on board for that.
Okay.
So I was listening to this Clubhouse thing and this guy was is a artist or a musician. That he plays on the streets. Like I forgot what he called it. It was a really fun word, like hawking or something on the street. That's not the right word. But he basically was saying
panhandling.
Like, that's not the word because he's not asking for money. He's performing.
Oh,
and he also plays
that
big
hat
venues.
Doesn't mean.
Right. But the hat's like
leave
put
a note
a couple
saying how great I am.
There.
Yeah.
And he said, I really want to get better at crowd work because I want to feel more connected to my crowd.
Yeah.
And this comedian got on there and he's like, let me tell you something. I'm a musician and
I'm
a comedian.
An asshole.
And right away I was like, my arms crossed. And I'm like, I already don't like you.
Yeah.
But then he goes, hey man, if you're looking, here's the difference between musician and comedian. Musician can have a bad song and everyone will applaud you when you're done singing it because they're impressed that you have a guitar and you can play.
Yeah.
But a comedian, you tell a bad joke and you know immediately. And in my head, I was like, oh my God, if my friend had a bad song and kept playing it, would I be the person to tell him? Would I tell him? And I think sometimes I don't know. If you had a friend, I know, I don't think I would either.
I wouldn't, but I would figure out like a crafty way to like encourage.
Let me get my acoustic guitar real quick.
Hold on. I think you should take it a lower tone. Like, when you sing that lower melodic tone, it's really hypnotic. You just want to like, it's like dog training. You just want to encourage the good things and just sort of ignore the bad parts of it. That's, I always say to people, no matter how bad their show was, I'm like, good work up there.
Yeah.
Good work.
I also hate those people that feel like it's really important for them to say it in a way that you know they didn't like it. Like, you tried really hard.
Oh, them.
I'm like, fuck
no,
you.
No, that's a lie. Well, just say you hated it.
How dare you?
Say that you hated it.
The masses
like
can tell me you don't like a joke, but you're my friend from my, you know, yoga class. You have to like me.
But I do think, and this is the only like asshole-y advice I'll ever get, but I just thought it was really good.
Okay.
That I absolutely spontaneously gave this advice. And this was like when I was performing with doing improv, like a road show kind of deal. There was a guy that opened up for us who is a successful comedian right now, but he was like 16 or 17 when he was
name drop.
If I could think of it, I would.
Okay. I'm like, let's just make one up, Randy.
He was so nervous. He was like, his mom was in the audience.
Him.
He was going
God
out
bless
there.
Him.
And like it, and I said to him, I go, these people, it was at like a comedy club, which in Nebraska where we were, it was like $14 or $15 for a ticket, but it was a 2-drink minimum.
Yeah, that's an expensive night. People are like, make me laugh.
It's $30.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
And so I said to him, he was so nervous and not that I wasn't nervous, but I had just done more shows than he had that I said, those people gambled 3 working hours of their life that you're going to be funny and you're going to make them laugh. They are on your side.
Yeah.
They're betting on you as a dog
they
to win the race.
They want you to be funny.
Yeah. So you're starting off in their favor because they don't want to boo.
Yeah. That feels bad.
No, there's one dude in the audience that likes that, but that guy and everybody hates that guy.
Yeah. That guy's like.
But everybody else is like betting on you.
Yeah. Everybody, I think that's humans. I do believe in the good in humans. And I think that like people want you, that's why they clap after a bad song. They want you to be good. They want to enjoy the moment. They want to have a good experience. But I'm if your stand you right up now. Sucks ass and you're going to get booed. Sorry,
Sweet
that's not
Caroline,
my fault.
Bad song.
Oh,
bop,
I dare you.
Bop, bop. It's easy to sing along to. And that's all you got, Neil Diamond. Call me. Call
you
me.
You know what? You know what? You're not wrong. I'm not a huge Neil Diamond fan.
If anybody's like going to Juilliard right now and wants to argue with me that Sweet Caroline's a good song, then I'm willing to have that argument.
I think you just won the argument because no one at Juilliard is like, let me just lay down this Neil Diamond song.
Neil Diamond had a couple of big wins, and I'll tell you, they were big wins, but it's not that song.
I went to Super Diamond like twice, which is a cover band. Those guys are...
Super Diamond?
I mean, there's new cover band. Neil
Super
Diamond,
Diamond sounds like a dollar store.
And you know what? It was a good time. And I didn't know a single Neil Diamond song, but I knew that. I was like, they were like, you got to dress the part. And I'm like, what's the part? And they're like, Neil Diamond. I'm like, I can dress like Neil Diamond.
What does that mean?
Just like a weird like velvet shirt and weird pants. I don't know. I was 24. I barfed after. It was fine. I had a great time.
I'm wearing that
Everybody's
right now.
Fine. Everybody's fine. Should we go to the... Do we have a mom box?
Well, I don't actually have a hot box. hot box. I do actually have
you
a hot
guys,
box,
Shen
you guys.
Has a very hot box. You guys, this is one of our favorite parts
lukewarm.
Of the show. Not show. Is that a podcast or show?
Yeah, for us.
Okay.
Yeah,
we'll look at it. Me. I need an acoustic guitar and a bad song.
That you just heard Casey, who like really politely laughs at stuff. Because she's like a millennial and cool. And she's like, oh God, you poor...
We try, poor, she poor doesn't women. Try.
Yeah, you know? That's the difference. That's
yeah, that's
the difference.
She's like, my husband's always like, just be cool. I'm like, how do you do that? He's like, that's the point. You don't do it. You just are. I'm like, well, now I can't do it because I don't know. He's like, you have no chill. I'm like.
You could never tell somebody they do something well because they'll never do it well
No,
again.
I know. Yeah. Kiss of death.
Sorry, I hope that I didn't make you uncool by saying that then. Casey,
she tuned us out. She is
I know, she's
doing
not
the
even
right
listening.
Thing.
But that's like, what I mean, though, is like when we're like, it's really cool that blah, blah, blah happened. She's like, nope, that's how life should have been for the last million years.
Yeah. And she's totally unfazed.
Completely right.
I'm
about
like, how
it.
Do you send an email, Casey? I don't know. It all seems so difficult.
Oh my
how
God.
Do you put a swipe up in an Instagram feed? It's been doing this
know.
For 5 years
What's
straight.
Swipe up?
I can't
I don't know
figure
how
it
to
out.
Swipe. I don't know how to use my hands properly,
so
let alone
luckily
a phone.
For us, we have so many awesome ladies who listen, and we're talking to you right now.
Yep.
And we post on Instagram, we post on Facebook about random stuff.
Mamba.
We're going to go to the mom box where you comment or leave us a story. And
losing my drink. Don't read into that.
Let me tell you, this mom box, you guys. Okay, I recently posted a picture of Eleanor and I sitting on our couch under our window with the puppy on my lap. And little did I know, I did not know, and I did not feel, which is upsetting. but my husband, who, by the way, never does this, decides to take a picture of the moment, which was really sweet, right?
You should have known then that something
because this is generally what I do. Hey, this is a cute moment. Can you take a picture? And then there's a little bit of like attitude as I'm like trying to be candid. It's terrible. Or I'm like literally not looking and I have like my chin has no frame. So I go, hey.
That's what I'm saying. Use that good china, not the microwave stuff.
Right.
Like
well, I'm not doing that. Not yet. Not in the microwave. Anyway, moving on.
You don't want to microwave Colin, China. This is just a PSA. Don't do that.
Right. So Colin comes out, takes a picture. And Eleanor looks up and sees Colin's taking the picture. And then she looks at me. She goes, Mommy, your boob is out. I scream. And I look down. And sure enough, my pajamas had like slid over, under. But not in a sexy way. Like it looked like. Like my nipple caught it. I don't know. Like it was like I was supposed to be holding a towel.
Like an
it,
eel at the zoo
yeah, like,
coming
Whoa!
Out of the.
And,
okay.
And Eleanor was mortified. So I jump up and I look on Colin's phone. And of course I zoomed in and that was a total mistake. And sure enough,
Ooh.
Right there, full frontal, which I'm sure my husband would have posted that picture and been like, what boob? And so I posted the story and the following picture after I realized my boob had been out. And Eleanor looked so satisfied. Like, she just looked at me and was like, your boob's out.
Her cheeks were so red, you guys. Speaking of boundaries, so you guys, keep your boobs to yourself.
You know what?
Kristen.
Every mom's doing their best. And if you have a loose gal dang bikini top on or something, they come out. You don't know. You've lost every... The kids have fed on them. You can't
get a bikini top on.
I could be
on.
Drugged behind
care.
A car and no one would... I wouldn't know my boob is out. So I post on Facebook.
I could have a boob out. Nobody would know.
I know I'm dead in my
You've
my
got a stain on
region.
Your shirt.
Yeah.
So weird.
My husband would be like, hey, check out my ESPN app. I'd be like, my boob's out. Oh,
yeah,
is that what it is? It looked
any
like a pocket.
To that. Yeah.
So moms came to my rescue to make me feel better. And I was reading these and I was crying and I was crying out loud and laughing. And I kept saying, nightmare, nightmare. And my husband was like, what are you doing? And I was like, dying because women are awesome and want you to not feel alone. So these are some of the comments. I just got to find it. Shoot. Okay. Well, I got one. I got one right here. Okay. So this is, God bless her. This is from Corinne McMurray Osment. Is that the most Irish person we've ever met?
Corinne McMurray Osment. Corinne's actually French.
Whatever. She's
McMurray's
very
not
beautiful.
French.
Okay.
Osment sounds English.
Here's what she said. My husband snapped a pic of me smiling, sitting in the hospital bed with our son in post-delivery glory. Sent it to my mom, who then forwarded it onto my group text. Core number one. My grandmother saved it to her camera roll and had it printed and framed, whore number two. And when I saw it at her house weeks later, she'd been showing all of her visitors, I realized one boob was completely out of my gown.
Oh, boy.
Oh
no. That's a boob that's got a lot of veins and a lot of weird brown nipple happening. That's not your best foot forward. That's like,
it's your best boob forward. And we all have a better one. Mine is personally my left. And that was not the side that got photographed.
But I also, there's this part of me that's like, if I had been photographed in that moment, I would have been like, what'd you think you were going to get? What'd you think, man?
I think that's why it's like the bad song. No one's texting back going, hey, your boob's out. They're like, you know what? You've done a big thing today. And what can I expect from
exactly.
you?
Exactly. I'm the only asshole who's telling Neil Diamond that Sweet Caroline's not a great song. Nobody,
it's
everybody
not a
else
great
is like,
song. It's
you know
an
what?
Intro to
it's
great
joyful.
Songs. It's yeah. joyful. And so that's our mom box. Do you want a hot flash or not?
No. I don't have one, you guys, but tune into the next episode because I have a really good one. We're going to talk about celebrity crushes as long as we
celebrity
don't.
Celebrity crushes and sightings.
Oh, celebrity sightings, you guys. I will stop on the Chardonnay.
No, she won't.
No, I won't.
No, she
no,
won't.
I won't. But I do have food coming. Okay.
Let's go eat. Bye.
Bye.